The origins of much of humanity's technology is a matter of mystery, debate, and outright obfuscation. For jealously do the priests of Mars guard their secrets, and so heinous has the death of human knowledge been. Vanishingly few records of pre-imperial history exist, and those that do oft speak of things we have little frame of reference to understand. The age of strife was millennia long, and indeed precipitated in part by humanity's feckless dependence upon and abuse of the very technology we had wrought to uplift ourselves. Nevertheless, there have been brought into existence devices and systems so robust that they persist even when the civilization that created them falls, surviving through the long march of time through sheer, blunt efficacy. The Bolter is one such technology. What is apparent from both historical record and modern proliferation is that the weapon is ancient, prevalent in human societies millennia before the Emperor rose to prominence on Terra, and ushered in an era where the Bolter became synonymous with his military regime. Know then that this is a record of just such weaponry, wherein diverse discussions will be undertaken upon its history and nature. As mentioned, the origins of the Bolter can be reasonably assumed to have occurred sometime during the Age of Technology, when the massive expansion of human colonization across the galaxy. A shared lineage is visible in the weapons of the kin of the Leagues of Votan, whose Autok bolt pattern weapons have been generally surmised by the Ordo Xenos and the Adeptus Mechanicus, albeit secretly, to be drawn from the standard template construct patterns that provided the Imperium with its version of the weaponry. With the kin being believed to be an ancient offshoot of humanity, it is almost certain that the bolters of the Imperium's armies are, in effect, descendants of those the kin were once granted on their expeditions into the galactic core before the fall of the human stellar dominion millennia ago. This technology, likely due to its robust viciousness, persisted throughout the fall of all the human realms, alongside other patterns of solid projectile weaponry. The damage wrought to the galaxy during the Machine Wars, subsequent Xenos invasions, and warp upheavals had devastated the supply chains of human colonies that produced the most advanced of our species' creations, even if their creators had not been obliterated from reality by the unknowable technologies of those long lost conflicts. Multiple STC patterns were prevalent across surviving human worlds of the galaxy during the Age of Strife, and including Terra itself. The Terran Bolter is thus something of a misnomer, a common misconception arising from the iconic prevalence of the weapon amongst the earliest deployments of the Legiones Astartes. Initially, at least, the place of the Bolter as the weapon of choice for the Emperor's legions was far from assured. Several patterns of personal weaponry existed on Terra that could potentially have filled the purpose, but none possessed the correct combination of robust simplicity, ease of manufacture, and sheer killing power that the Bolter did. First born by the Thunder Warriors of the Legios Cetacis, and then the Space Marines of the Legiones Astartes, the only true challenge to the Bolter's dominance came following the reunification with Red Mars, under the rule of the Mechanicum. The Volkite pattern of thermal weaponry used by the tech priests of Terra's sister planet was, if anything, even more destructive than the Bolter. They were rolled out en masse to the Legiones Astartes where possible. But ultimately, the same issues of manufacture that plagued armaments like the iconic Terran disintegrator afflicted the Volkite too. Such weapons were relegated to the role of specialized support weaponry, being too complicated to render at scale, making the Bolter the iconic symbol of the Great Crusade. Since then, The standard layout and pattern of the device has seen iterations, but ultimately revolves around the same core concept and technology. Bolt weapons are named for the signature mass reactive shells that they fire, ranging between 0.60, 0.75, and 0.0998 caliber. To make a perhaps crude analogy, they are as if one combines a grenade launcher with a rifle. Bolt shells may appear to be absurdly large bullets, but they function more akin to chemically propelled rockets. They are jacketed in corrosion-resistant alloys and crafted with an armor-piercing diamantine tip to deliver the explosive charge, all atop a solid metallic core and chemical propellant. When the trigger of the bolt weapon is pulled, the gun's hammer strikes the shell's percussion cap, igniting the shell and propelling it from the gun's barrel at speeds that break the sound barrier. Once clearing the barrel, the internal propellant then ignites, speeding the shell's passage even further. Once piercing the target, minute internal sensors detect the impact and trigger the explosive charge, detonating from within the foe. This is what makes the bolter so uniquely and devastatingly destructive, as well as superlatively useful against targets both armored and unarmored. It is, of course, against the latter that they are most visibly efficacious. Targets lacking any protection will simply disintegrate into flying chunks of meat and viscera. Even heavily armored targets may be cannily debilitated by pinpoint bolter fire. It is only the rarest armor that can withstand sustained high explosive impacts, and once bolt shells begin to pierce said armor, any shell can theoretically simply be ruptured from the inside. This is notwithstanding the sheer sensory atrocity that is sustained bolter fire. Thunderous explosions mingling with supersonic bursts, combining to create an auditory assault, almost as debilitating to morale as seeing one's comrades burst apart from within. Naturally, the sheer size and heft of these guns means that strength is required to wield them without the lethal levels of recoil devastating the very bodies of those who intend to fire them. They are thus wholly impractical for use by unaugmented troops, but perfect main battle weapons for the Space Marines of the Astartes, whose combination of genetically enhanced physiques and powered armor allows them to wield bolters as a baseline human would use a solid slug autogun. During the Great Crusade, several contiguous bolter patterns marked the weapon's first rollout to the legions. Of these, the Phobos pattern, named for the Martian moon, and commonly identified in historical record alongside the earliest Mark II Crusade pattern power armors, is almost certainly the earliest bolter design to be used en masse, especially during the Crusade's earliest years. Firing .70 caliber rounds, the Phobos bolter featured auto-sight sensors designed to link with Mark II armor, and would only see replacement once the Tigris pattern and Umbra patterns, contemporaneous with power armors Marks 4 and 6 respectively, were broadly adopted by the legions. Following the conclusion of the heresy and the advent of the Scouring, these patterns passed into the realm of relic weapons, as many of their STC patterns and knowledge of manufacture had been lost or deprecated during the fires of Horus's ambitions. Seeking a replacement that would provide a standard template for the newly reformed Adeptus Astartes, the Godwin bolter was developed as the new weapon of choice for the Angels of Death. Advances included a genetic sensor permitting its usage only by Astartes of a specific chapter's gene lineage, as well as internal targeting sensors that linked to power armor helm displays for increased accuracy. Different Astartes chapters, especially those fulsomely supplied or of a special privilege, were granted leeway to iterate upon their bolt weaponry, leading to the production of chapter-specific variants across the 10,000-year history of the Adeptus Astartes. The Blood Angels, for example, developed the Angelus pattern, a wrist-mounted bolter designed to be used by warriors simultaneously wielding two-handed combat weapons. The Salamanders developed the Nocturne pattern, named, of course, for their homeworld. But other, smaller chapters bore idiosyncratic bolters, such as the Ryza Ultima variants employed by the Star Phantoms during the Badab War. This is, of course, not even considering the unholy array of debased variations employed by heretic Astartes forces of either the original Traitor Legions or many renegade chapters abroad across the galaxy. That being said, there is fundamentally little practical difference between the bolters held by traitors and those borne by loyalists, remaining as they are weapons of the same fundamental STC patterns. This is, of course, a great boon to the heretics, who will often wage system-devastating wars, whose sole purpose is to resupply their ammunition and armaments. There have, of course, always existed heavier forms of bolt weapons alongside the more iconic Astartes firearm. Most recognizable is the heavy bolter, an upsized belt or drum-fed variant that sports not only a far larger caliber, but increased rate of fire. Heavy bolters are perhaps the most commonly used bolt weapon in the Imperium, as they are utilized as turret weaponry on a huge array of Imperial armored fighting vehicles, aircraft, and fortifications, as well as two-person heavy weapon support teams in the Astra Militarum. Power armor or genetic enhancement can allow a single individual to operate a heavy bolter, allowing for their usage not only amongst the Astartes, but the Battle Sisters of the Adeptus Sororitas. Such is the caliber of shells fired by heavy bolters that sustained fire can even obliterate heavily armored infantry and light vehicles. This, too, can be scaled, such as the truly massive Vulcan mega-bolter weapons mounted on Imperial Titan-class god engines and super-heavy armor. Some mega-bolters are even used upon void ships, especially those outfitted for fast interdiction operations. The mega-bolter can fire hundreds of shells in mere seconds, shredding even the heaviest of armor under a tidal deluge of high-explosive impacts. The reverence the Adeptus Astartes place upon their firearms varies from chapter to chapter, tradition to tradition, but shares certain commonalities that can allow one to confidently state that the Marines view the use and maintenance of the bolter as an act of essentially spiritual devotion. Both are undertaken with heavily ritualized formality. While veneration of the sacred machine is common across the Imperium, for almost all technology, to greater and lesser degrees, the acts of the Astartes are ingrained into their psychology through hypno-indoctrination and psycho-conditioning. It is further supplemented by the diktats of the Codex Astartes itself, the hallowed tome stating that both bolter drills and holy maintenance be undertaken as often as duties permit in order to keep such skills razor-honed. One of the more common of said drills, colloquially known in the Astartes as the Phalanx Minute, after the Mobile Star Fortress of the Imperial Fists, requires the Marine to fire 75 shots at a 6-inch diameter target from 275 meters away within a single minute. Given the importance of the bolter to the Astartes who bears it, many are permitted a degree of personalization, everything from trophies to devotional trinkets to holy tracts to kill tallies, all depending on the Marine and their chapter's prevailing cultural tendencies. Beliefs therein are varied in the extreme. The Silver Templars, for example, believe that the bolter is an extension of the Astartes themselves. Losing it is not only akin to losing a limb, but is considered a supreme stain upon the warrior's honor, mandating quests be taken to recover lost or stolen weapons that may even lead to the end of the Marine's life in glorious combat. Other chapters are of a far more practical mien. The Raptors, for example, are supremely diligent in the maintenance of their weapons, but will readily discard them should their usage no longer be required within specific mission parameters. In recent years, massive changes have been made to the bolter weaponry utilized by the Adeptus Astartes following the return of Primarch Rubut Gilliman. As part of the Ultima founding of the Space Marine chapters, Gilliman additionally undertook a seismic and truly unprecedented reforming of the Codex Astartes and the roles Marines play upon the battlefield, largely thanks to the revolutionary development of the Primaris Space Marine by Archmagos Belisarius Call. Not content to merely upgrade the fundamental biology of the Astartes, Call took it upon himself to ensure that these new warriors of humanity could be arrayed with a wholly new set of iterations of Imperial technology, with the Bolter foremost amongst them. The Godwin pattern has thus been retired as the iconic weapon of frontline Astartes, replaced now by the Mark II Call pattern bolt rifle, a larger weapon with a longer barrel, improving both its range and overall stopping power. For close-quarter engagements, the bolt carbine is now used, trading off armor penetration for rate of fire and usability in contained environments like boarding action or purgation operations. It can also be upgraded with auger arrays for stealth deployments by Vanguard units. Primaris Eliminator squads wield new Mark III Shrike pattern bolt sniper rifles, with advanced scopes to provide insight over all visual spectrums, and a range of ammunition types with everything from mutagenic rounds to upgraded bolt shells that are, effectively, miniaturized ballistic missiles. It must, of course, be noted that the Astartes are not the only bearers of the Bolter within the armed forces of the Imperium. The Battle Sisters of the Adeptus Auroritas utilize modified bolters of the Godwin-Diaz pattern, scaled-down weapons that, while not the same size as Astartes bolters, retain almost all of their features while being usable by unaugmented humans wearing power armor. Sororitas armor, combined with their training and rigorous physical fitness standards, allow the Battle Sisters to wield the weapons with a fury and effectiveness that rivals the Astartes. Even more so than their gen-hanced counterparts, the Sororitas view the Bolter, alongside the Flamer and the Meltagun, as a weapon of sacred purgation, blessed gifts given to humanity by the Emperor himself, that his wrath be meted out upon his enemies. They are instruments of holy death, sacred tools for the conducting of divine retribution, and as such, the Order's militant practice manufacture, upkeep, and maintenance of their weapons with an extreme degree of ritualization, ensuring both bolter and bolt shells are sanctified and consecrated with appropriate reverence. Amongst the numberless masses of the Astra Militarum, the Bolter is a less common sight, as operating it without the benefits of power armor as an unaugmented human is liable to cause physical injury to the wielder. Nevertheless, bolt pistols are often used by experienced or senior command staff as personal sidearms, considered higher status weapons owing to their holy place within Imperial iconography. They are expressly used as weapons of capital punishment by the Commissars of the Prefectus, as the explosively gory deaths they cause provide unforgettably grim reminders of the cost of shirking discipline and betraying the Emperor's faith. In this, we are perhaps granted some measure of understanding of the Bolter's longevity, beyond its undeniable battlefield efficacy. For 10,000 years, the Bolter and its variants have served as a quintessential symbol of the Imperium of Man. Bolter fire is an aural punishment, tearing the very air apart with sonic ruptures even before the torrent of explosive shells find their mark with ruinous devastation. Bodies burst apart like sacks, sundered in the bloodiest and most merciless manner possible, their viscera painting the surroundings with a carpet of gore. Fear and intimidation strike the foe with nearly the same force as the explosive rounds themselves. They are tools of intimidation and destruction, for these are the very aspects prized above all else within the Imperium, an empire for whose very architecture is intended to dominate. They are unsubtle statements of authority, promises of absolute annihilation should any defiance be encountered. They exist to place the stamp of the Aquila upon the galaxy with the same force as an Astartes boot crushing a skull. and above all else, they are superbly useful at killing, and killing anything that dares stand before them. The Emperor's holy tool of sacred obliteration, the Bolter, defines the Imperium. Ever may it be so. Ave Imperator. Gloria in excelsis Terra. This video and this channel were made possible thanks to the very kind donations and support from my Patreon subscribers. If you'd like to help support the channel, head on over to patreon.com/oculusimperia. If you'd like to receive more updates about the channel and any future videos, you can contact me or follow me on Twitter @oculusimperia. Otherwise, please like, subscribe, comment, let me know your feedback, and as ever, thank you very much for watching.